Bayev Rova both hold that after the tziba could bring a korban when that tuma, that's a spur from the chuya. It's like it's forced, like Rashi says, kolayim. I mean to say the kushi. All right, let's turn over. We'll continue on the other side. Again, Rashi says that after the other holds the chuya kolayim. What does it mean to say? Means to say the kushi mitzvah. Like it's hard. It was forced upon us. Es lo bichu biyamo. Ayudei misfias oven. Shatit miratza. I mean, really, you have to come up to the fact that the current government is wearing his tits, but the tits is miratza. And the Lord, they have to go. It's not a real have to go more. But too much smoke. It's good. Then it's too much evil. Yeah. And therefore, could be a source. So when you hit it, it's only the chuyah. But too much smoke is not the too much evil. Simply. So Mark says, again, like again on top of that, Yom Gimel Amar Aleph, that Mechlau, the Tavaya, both Abaya, and Rova, both old, Svilu, Tumma, the Chuyah, the Tiba. It's only the Chuyah. So now it says, Yom Mechlau. And Rashi speaks out, there will be an Afkamino, that there is a Man Yom Mechlau, the Yom that holds that it's really Hitzra. So that Man Yom will only be a Yochid, the Mokim Rabbin. Now the Gemara says, Yom Mechlau, let me bring you a proof. So Rashi says, what are we doing a proof to? Lenin Asayilei, Lulia, we're bringing a proof to you. The Yom that Lulia says, Bia b'mitzas, Ishmo Bia. What's the proof? Says it like this. Kol as nichois, shoyu shom, kari aleyim, and he take of the smicha shchita. And all the halachas of smicha, I always call it, I say this halacha, that there's such a halacha of take of the smicha shchita, that right after the smicha, you're supposed to make a shchita. Rashi says, because the first pasuk says, V'samach v'shochach. So by regular korban, when there's a mitzvah smicha, right after when the owner puts his hands on top of the animal, the head of the animal, the shochet is supposed to make a shchita. Chutz mizu, excluding this one, Rashi says that the oshem of a mitzvah, the yasha mitzvah is different. Chutz mizu, shehoyser b'shah nukmel, that they used to make it in the shah nukmel, shein mitzvah yochol ikonis l'sham, because the mitzvah is not allowed to walk inside the azara. He has Timus Mitzvah on him, but he has courage to walk inside the Azara. Therefore, they brought the animal to the Shah Mikmel. That's where he used to make the Smicha. And you can't make the Shita there. Rashi says, Shoyz to the Shah Mikmel. Who Shah HaMizrach? That's the east gate. Kribnan the Shkolim. Shemitzvah Shah Mikmel. And the Chalal, the opening there, that gate, was laid in this Kaddish Big Dusha Sazara. It did not have the Dusha of Azara on it, as Imam Sochim says. For this reason, because the Mitzvah has to come in there. So the kids say, that's what used to bring the animal, so that the Mitzvah is to make a smicha. So this would have to bring the animal back inside the Azara. So therefore, by the Oshem of the Mitzvah, we don't have a taker. The Mitzvah says, Mitzvah Yechel Kodesh Gashom, at Shemezim Olov, Midam Chatosai, and Midam Hashomai. That the Mitzvah himself cannot come inside the Azara to make the smicha, right for the Makom Hashchita, until after the dam of the Yoshim was put upon his hands, and after the midam chatos the midam hashemai, but after the mazron and the dam of his korban chatos, so Rashi says by chatos it means lay all of them, it's not upon him himself. Piyama sheleis the malbonis el midam Yoshim, because he only put the dam of the Yoshim on top of the hand of the mitzvah. El means shazot the mishmir dam chatos midam hashemai, means has to be as weak as the dam of his chatos. And then his weakest dam of the korban Hashem, and then from the dam Hashem to put on his hands. That's the only time. After that, that's when the mitzvah is told. Then he's allowed to come inside the Azara. Now, the Yamid is going to tell me that the Bia b'miktas is no Shema Bia, that coming in a little bit is not really called the Bia. And so, Lael Yodei Polisnach, why can't the mitzvah put his hands inside? In other words, why do we have to bring the animal like outside to the Shanik? No. Let the animal be standing inside the Azara, inside the Mokim that you can make the Shchita right there. And all the Mitzvah has to do is just stick his hands inside the Shav and put his hand on top of the Korban. That's the Lion Yodai. The Tzorcha Pesach, Lismach, Velishka Peyetze Pesach, and make the Shchita right near the Pesach. The call up Sechim Sheyashom, Rechav and Esram, the Y Tanamis, the Chamish Mea Mitzvahim. So he kicks the inside, has the Kedusha Sazara, you're allowed to make the Shchita there. So what is it saying, this Brisa here, that you cannot make the Shchita right after the Smicha? because the animal has to be brought way out to the Shanikno. Why can't the Mitzrayim put his hands inside and make the smicha like inside the Azara? So here's the proof to say no, that Diyah B'Miksas Shema Diyah. Therefore we do not let him put his hands inside to make the smicha. So Omer Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef says, Hormani, who does this go like? I tell you, Rabbi Yosef Ben Yehuda, it goes to controversy Rabbi Yehuda. The Omer, he holds, Merchak Tzofen. The Omer is saying, Rabbi Yosef is saying, no, there's no proof from over here. I tell you, this Bryce goes to controversy Rabbi Yehuda. But he holds the Omer, he so holds, Merchak Tzofen. But this Chattis is a Kodesh Kedoshim. The Shchit has to be done on the Tzofen. And here is Tzofen in this Bech called. And here's the oath, you cannot do it by the Pesach, by the Shanikmim. Anything below the Mizbeach is not called Tzofen. So you have to first walk in 22 Amos, after into the Azeo, and that's first called Tzofen. You have to go past the Drishas Yisrael, and the Makom of Drishas Kanim. That's where it's called Tzofen. So therefore, it could be even though, Bia B'Miksas Leishema Bia, maybe the Mitzvah is allowed to put his hands inside, but still it will not help us. Because that's not the Makom Tzofen where to make the Shechita and the Noshim and the Chattis. According to this of Yehuda, you have to take the Korban all the way back next to the Mizbeach and the Tzofen side of the Mizbeach. So that's why this Bryce holds, you cannot have Tekef L'Smicha Shechita here by the Noshim Mitzvah. Now the more is the question still, to Le'ved Pishpish, let's make a little Pishpish. So Rashi says to me, let's make a small Pesach Kotem. Let's make a small opening on the side wall there, on the second side, opposite of the Mizbeach. So all the Mitzvah will have to do is just put his hands inside that hole, and be able to make the smicha there, because the animal is on the second side of the Mizbeach, and let him make the shchita right there. So Sinuchot should be able to make or take off the smicha shchita. So, ever mind, the reason must be, because Bia B'Miksas is Shema Bia, so therefore we do not let the Mitzvah put his hands inside. The man says, no, Abaye B'Rova D'Armatavayu. Most Abaye B'Rova both say. The prophet says in Israel, Yomim HaKol B'Ksav Miyad Hashem Olai Hiskol as Kol Melechas HaTavnis, meaning that every single thing that was made in the Mishkan, in the Beis HaMikdash, was brought down like was Kabbalah. You cannot change anything. Therefore, since this pishpush, this hole was not brought down, it's not the way Hashem wanted it, the tzibur is not that way, we cannot change it. We're not allowed to change any form of building the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, since this Pesach is what we're bound to make, we have no right to make the extra Pesach. Therefore, we can't make a Pesach on the north side that the Messiah should be able to bring the hands inside. Therefore, this cannot be done. Therefore, you have no proof again to say, Bia B'Miksas, Shemei Bia. Maybe really it's Leishem idea, but there's no heter to make the Shechita all the way down by the beginning of the Asara, because we go according to the Asara of Yehuda, and that's not called Makom HaTzofen. Ikadiyam is something like this. Omar Rabbi Yosef, Kol HaSeimech Yoshoi V'Rivoi Machnis. Whoever makes a smicha, you have to know, you have to put Yoshoi V'Rivoi has to come in where the name is. In other words, that's called a smicha for sin see. A smicha means your head and most of your body has to be over the animal. That's another reason why the Mitzvah cannot make the smicha by putting his hands inside, because it's not only his hands that have to be on top of the animal, but you have to have the ratio, the libre of the person also on top of the animal. So therefore, you cannot make the smicha when the animal is inside the Azara. Therefore, they have to bring the animal down to the Shanikno, and there the Mitzvah makes the smicha, and then they bring it back up again to make the shchita. Such is abusive hope that Kol HaSeimech Reish Yevubay Machnis. My time, what's the reason? Because he holds the smicha means Kol Kaycha Binin. You have to have all your kaych to shas the smicha. You have to do Kol Kaycha. Hekach, therefore, Reyesha. Therefore, there's no way that the Mitzvah should make the smicha the Mokum to make a shchita. So this is like this. My Kassav, what does he hold? E Kassav Asmichas Oshem Mitzvah D'Raisa. If you're going to tell me that D'Raisa by the Oshem Mitzvah needs a smicha, and also you tell me also the Kral is the taker of the smicha shchita, then D'Raisa is such a taker. But usually, right after the smicha is supposed to make a shchita. meaning you're supposed to make the slicha. But Makom HaShchita is so liable to listen to the Hedgehog. The Rachman Omar. If so, then why shouldn't the Messiah be able to walk inside the Azorah to make the smicha? Like that, it is the Hechel is also Hitchra. Just like you're telling me before, that a Messiah was allowed to put his hands inside the Azorah to receive from the Dam Roshim and from the Shemin. Because that's Hitchra, this is going to tell me that the Raisa, every smicha needs Raisha Vibay. Means the owner, when he makes smicha, not just only puts his hands lightly on top of the animal, the head of the animal, but he has to have his whole body there and his head there, and like put his whole weight on top of the animal. So that's the Svar Midiraisa. And also Midiraisa, you say, take of the Smicha Shchita, that you're supposed to make the Smicha. The Makom HaShchita, so the show is so, it should be in this Heta, that a Mitzvah is allowed to walk into the Azara to make the Smicha. So the Mahant is true, even though Midiraisa, that's the way it should be, but Omer Avada Bamasna, Gzeirah Mirabonim over here. But Shem Yad of Mitzvah, we're afraid to let the Mitzvah walk inside the Azara to make the Smicham, because maybe it'll be mad, but walk even further. Rational to mean, Leyacha Shesamach. If we make the Smicham, we're afraid he'll walk a little bit further inside. And anything he walks in, or even just waits there, for that to be Chayat Kores. Because even though we derive the really the Mitzvah is allowed to come in to make the Smicham, but with the Abenazah, we tell him not to come inside to make the Smicham. That's what the Baisa says, but here you can't have the lecha of take of l'smicha shchita. And we could be on the sense like this. Omer Rav Abba Bamasno, smichas osham mitzvah tiraisom. That yes, that the mitzvah has to make a smicha of midiraisa. And the take of l'smicha shchita allah diraisa. But in a family, this halach of take of is not midiraisa, it's only midirabonim. That midiraisa, you're allowed to make a smicha one place, and then move the animal further inside for the shchita. That's where the locker is. But even though midiraisa, the mitzvah has to make a real good smicha with reisha vibay, that midiraisa the eitzah is to bring the korban outside to the shanitno. And there let the mitzvah make the smicha. And then we bring the korban back inside, because midiraisa, there's no halacha you have to have take of the smicha shchita. You do not have to have the shchita in the same place where you make the smicha. And this makes me have a question. It says in Mabes that we have the Samach the Shachat, you make this Hekish like Mas Smicha, the Torim, just like a Smicha, is supposed to be done when the person is tall. Av Shchita the Torim, the same thing with Shchita also has to be done when you're tall. Now, Riyamit, if you will tell me, Lav the Yeraisi, do not make this Hekish. The take of the Smicha Shchita is not in the Yeraisi. If so, the Tumayim, Mitzrayim Nami Mishkachas Lo. You can find the reason with Tumayim also. That you can make a smicha bachut outside, and then you bring it back inside. So what are you telling me now, smicha to not be done when the person is Tumay? Why not? Let's make the smicha outside, bring the korban outside, let him make a smicha, and then we bring it back in. And if you tell me now there's no being taken of a smicha shita, so what are you telling me before that just like smicha has to be done to tell him, Shchita also knows why does smicha have to be done with the person that's tall? If the person is tummy, let him stand outside, we bring the animal outside, to make the smicha there, and then we bring the animal back inside. If you tell me that midiraisa, there's no halacha of taking the smicha shchita, you do not have to have the shchita right after the smicha, so you have a pressure to eat it. Even though the owner is a tummy, still he should be able to make a smicha. So now it says, change it around. Smichas Osher Mitzvah Lav Diraisa. It must be like this. And that's what a Mitzvah has to make a smicha. That's Lav Diraisa. And his Osher, it's not Diraisa. Rashi says, Kesavar, Shema Bechal HaShemit. This Osher is not Bechal all the other HaShemit. She'ein Abbeer El HaHakshir. It does not come because he did a chet. It only comes to be Machshim. Therefore, this Osher does not need a smicha Diraisa. That's what he holds. But the take of the smicha shchita diraisa, that's not the svarim diraisa. Therefore, it says that the person is tamei, he cannot make a smicha when he's tamei. Why? Because since there's a klal of take of the smicha shchita, so the same place that you make the shchita, that's where you're supposed to make the smicha. And if you're tamei, you can't do that. Therefore, that's the advice before, that if you're tamei, you're not supposed to make a smicha. So the Kitzel, we're trying to bring proof. We don't have the proof yet, like Uber said, that Bia B'mikzah, so Shemay Bia, we don't have a clear proof yet. Now the Gemara says, another base.